I broke up with her.
It's empire. It's empire. It's empire. It's empire. It's empire. It's empire.
Work out. Work out, I broke up with her, it ain't work out. Work out, oh look, my new work like a workout. Work out, she in the mirror trying to work out. Like work out, I broke up with her, it ain't work out.
It's 5 a.m. Nick, where the sugar is sweet and everything is nice. Welcome to the workout. Happy Saturday, y'all. How's everything? I missed y'all. I am 5 a.m. Nick, and you are listening to The Workout. I'm so excited. This has been a week. I have to say it with like a week, but I have some guests with me. I'm so excited. They were here for my first show, and they're back again. We have Jay Belagazzi.
No, you were so close.
I cannot get this.
You were so close. It's Balagizi.
Balagizi.
Yes.
Come on.
You were close, though. You were close. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
And I was saying it all day, like, I'm gonna get this.
It's okay. But you know, once you like once practice makes perfect. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I'm back. I was counting down the days. You know, it was like
no,
a month.
He wasn't. We said we're gonna,
no, I promise I was. I promise. But it's so much has happened in that 1 month that I can't wait to dig into.
Yes.
So I'm excited. I'm just excited to be here.
Ooh.
Yes.
And we
and
have.
Shout out to Jesus.
Please. No, for real.
You know, don't forget.
And we have Ketra.
Hey, y'all.
Woo! Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
It's a great team.
Yes, it is. And we did the AB challenge for the month of March.
So, yes.
So we're going to be announcing winners today.
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Yes. We will have two winners today.
Oh, my
goodness.
Two
winners.
I didn't want to cry.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait a minute. It's not going to be like a tiebreaker. It's going to be two people.
No, it's going to be two winners. It's no tiebreaker. So it's going to be a first place and second place.
Ooh. Okay, good. I was going to be, I'm excited because I didn't want it to be like, you know, everybody wins. Because I think everybody
oh,
does
no.
win at the end of the day.
Well, everybody tries hard,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, so who sponsored this AB challenge too? Let's shout them out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Charles Miller's Tech Service. Sorry, y'all. Charles Miller's Tech Service. 5 a.m. Nick actually sponsored too. JB Network and PHB Clothing also sponsored.
Yes.
I love this. I love it. You see our JB Network? You see how that sounded?
I love how that sounds because it's the JB Network.
Absolutely.
And thank you for all my sponsors. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And thank you for everybody who worked so hard on this.
Yes. Yes.
It definitely was a difference. Like, for me, I was like, I'm not sending my picture. No, I'm not doing it. And she like, by Thursday. And I'm like, I'm not sending. Then I looked at the other picture. I said, wait a minute. It was a difference, y'all.
Yeah, it really was. I was looking at everybody's picture like, I'm so proud. I was so proud.
That's so good.
Now, who was the judges?
The judge was Miss Katina Anderson.
All right, shout out Katina.
She was the only judge.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. I was gonna have more, but I was like, you know, she can get it done.
Why was I waiting for like an American Idol panel? I was like, okay, who's the next one?
she's the one. That's all we need. Guess what today is, y'all? Today is National Hug a New Person Day.
Oh, no.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Coronavirus.
No, literally, like Cardi B said. Just like how Cardi B said, because yikes.
We can't hug. But I want to send some virtual love to the heroes out there.
Yeah, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah, we got our doctors, nurses. Our cashiers.
Honestly,
yes, that's
I
it.
Thought about
Please.
Grocery store cashiers and all the cashiers.
Yes.
That have to
they have the little glasses up now.
Yeah, that's good. They have a little partition now. I mean, that's cool.
That is. We're going to look back on this and be like.
Shout out to Beyonce.
I cannot take it. JB.
Nope.
Okay, no. Copyright.
Go ahead and do it.
Drive a roll up the budget.
I love it. And who else we got? Shout out to our seniors. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. Everybody stay safe. Shout out to the people that's going through the virus and getting better. Definitely praying for you. And they don't talk a lot about a lot of the people that are actually going through it and are surviving it. They want to talk about deaths a lot. But shout out to you. And shout out to families that's in the house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Especially families who have more than two kids.
Yeah.
Because last night I watched 5.
Woo!
Absolutely not. I won't do it again.
You can't do that every day.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'm perfectly fine.
No.
I'm just, honestly, shout out to that because shout out to my family back in PG. I have a lot of siblings. And all of us in one household is not, like, we're all the same. We're all like
turned up. Nope.
From 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. nonstop. So imagine all that. So I'm happy that I have some space, but it's kind of like I wish I was with them as well.
Yeah.
Just so we can have that family bonding time. But it's good that I have my space as well because it's needed. You know, it's needed. But right now, I feel like in this moment, it's good to bond with the family, bond with your friends, bond with everybody that you've been around because everybody was kind of taking that for granted in the beginning. And now I see that everybody's like on FaceTime a lot more with their friends, on Zoom parties.
Oh, yeah.
And like me and my friends are doing playing Mario Kart all night.
like, I like
3 hours straight. We did like the whole group chat and everything. It was a lot of fun. Yes.
Mm. Shout out to us, essential workers. It's quiet. Okay. essential workers.
We work hard. We work hard as essential workers.
Yeah, the TikToks.
Being an essential worker, you know, it's rewarding.
Jonathan. like, just don't start. do not.
It is rewarding. It's like, I didn't know I was essential.
Really? What do you do? What do you do? Share with us.
I do property management.
That is wonderful. Yeah. That is so wonderful.
Yeah. And we got to still be on property. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Shout out to us. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, the acts of kindness that I've been seeing from people, like going to the stores, everybody's been so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that is amazing. So I think this whole thing is going to push us through to be a little nicer to one another.
That's true.
And when we're able to hug, we can celebrate National Hug Day.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good day. I really hope that's going to be soon to come.
Yes.
Yeah, like maybe May 1st.
Not May 1st. She said right May 1st. I hope so, too.
No, they're saying like June.
I was expecting like June.
I was ready to be
mid-June.
Outside.
The way
let it get hot.
I'm just touching the glass, looking out the window. It's like I can feel the heat radiating through the glass. And I'm just like, I want to be out there.
I can't wait.
Everything's fine.
And when the gym open,
I cannot wait.
I'm going to push that door open.
I need a bench press. Like, I miss being like, ouch. Like, you know?
I just miss lifting. Like, heavy lifting, because I'm losing my gains.
Uh-oh.
I work so hard.
Yes.
Now they just melting away.
You don't think the in-home workouts could, like, help you maintain the...
If I had heavy weights, but I don't... Like, I can do a case of water.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I can do deadlifts with it, but I need something heavy, heavy.
Well, people been lifting couches.
Couches.
No, really?
You see, you're up the fridge, the microwave.
Yeah, so I can get a noise complaint?
Oh, yeah.
No, but shout out to my friend Travis. He actually does a lot of in-home workouts. And I've taken a lot of tips from him. Like, you're just saying, getting some games to put it in. Like, for example, he has a book bag and puts, like, 85 laptops in it and 12 books.
What?
And then that could be, like, almost, like, 50 pounds of, like, as a dumbbell, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, it really helps me because I could really feel like I'm in the gym. So in a way, it kind of could help. So that's why I don't know about in-home workouts, because sometimes it could work, but it won't really have the same effect as the gym.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So hopefully, And then all the food was out of the markets, and I only eat, like, turkey. It was driving me nuts. I was eating lettuce for, like, 2 weeks.
Not lettuce, not a rabbit.
Yeah. You're going to lose your gains. I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I had some stuff in my cart I ordered online.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day they was like, oh, we don't have it. I'm like, oh.
Really?
I thought I had it.
No.
It's hot out here right now.
It is.
It's hot out here for a pimp.
Yes. So you know what the workout. Y'all know the workout. So you warm up. You do a little stretching. You do the workout. You cool down. That's the workout, right?
Yes.
So let's get into some stretching. I got a game.
Do we have to touch anything?
No.
Okay.
No. We're not touching this time. Because of the corona.
Okay.
So we're not doing none of that. I don't want any problems. But let's play Would You Rather.
Okay.
It's just some questions I got for you. Would you rather read minds or see the future?
Ooh. Read minds.
This is a good question.
Okay, read minds or see the future. Let me think. Jesus, give me the coin. Okay. Read minds. Reminds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm with you on reminds.
I definitely reminds.
I don't want to see the future. I just reminds.
Because, you know, some people have a hard time communicating. So if I can read your mind, it won't be that hard.
Ooh. Ooh, but, you know, 5 a.m. Nick, I have to tell you, I have to be honest, because I have thought about what my superpower would be. And that was one of them. And I would say I would pick this if I could turn it on or off.
Oh,
okay. You know what I mean? That's a better way.
Yeah. Like if I could turn it on and off, I would do it. Because sometimes just wanting
it'll be too much.
Yeah, it'll be a lot. You could just simply walk down the street and you could hear everybody. And it's like, no. It's not. And it has to be specific. Like if I could touch your head while I'm doing it or, you know.
Okay, yeah. Pastor.
he needs to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good speak question. Many languages or the ability to speak to animals?
Ooh, not Dr. Doolittle.
No, I want to talk to animals.
What are you thinking?
I want to talk to animals.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to get a pig and I want to be able to talk to my pig.
Mm. What?
Yes.
What kind of pig?
Wait a minute. A mini pig.
Oh, okay.
Like a pocket pig. I want one so big.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like that. Uh-uh.
No. So she said a pig, and I kind of peed up. Listen, I'm going to be vegetarian for a month just to see how it is because I do
want
these animals. I love animals, I promise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes she just bought a pig, and I was like, a little slice of bacon wouldn't hurt right now because it's hard times. I haven't had bacon in a long time because it's gone from all the stores. So a little slice of bacon. Just make sure ain't no pigs in here.
Oh, you will not.
So you would talk to animals?
Yes, I think.
You think so?
I'd love to.
I think so, too. I don't know if I want to speak a lot of languages. I don't know.
No, that's a lot of people.
That's, yeah.
And it's like we already talked to a lot of people already, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we have Google Translate.
Yeah. Just pull it up. I had to pull it up in Rite Aid. Yes, this lady in front of me, she needed an ID. She was buying some, I think, Mucinex or something she was buying. They said, you need an ID. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I pulled up my Google Translator. And she was like, no ID.
Look, act of kindness.
Yes.
Look at you. Yes. So proud.
I was like, come on, this line got to move, lady.
Let me pull.
Yeah.
Aww.
That was really sweet.
Yeah. You gotta get it in. So, next question.
Yes.
Always be summer or always be winter?
I'm gonna go for winter.
Really?
My birthday is in October.
Okay.
Always my birthday.
Okay. Winter.
And then the fits in the wintertime be fire.
Like,
the
fits
in the wintertime.
And that's why,
oh my gosh.
You're not lying. That's what's gonna, that's why I'm like at it. It is, oh, I'm in
ooh,
the
fits.
Oh, that's why I'm like, I could murder a trench coat. Let me tell you. Let me tell you a little turn rack.
I already seen it.
Thank you. I would have to pick summer.
Okay.
I would have to pick summer because, like you were saying, your birthday's in the winter. Mine's is in the summer. And I just love the vibe of the summer. It's like, it feels like it's
beautiful.
It's daytime until like 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You ride. I just feel like I'm driving down the street, windows down. You feel the breeze. The music is good. You're having a good time with your friends. I love it. Summertime.
Yeah. I like winter, though.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Winter is tough, though. I'm not going to lie.
You got all the good holidays, if you think about
that
it.
That, too.
Ooh.
And the good food.
In the good
Christmas, Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving, and that's like fall, but it's close to. It's close enough. Yeah.
That's winter.
What's close?
Winter starts in like October anyway. Yeah. That's like the Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
All the good food.
Yeah, good food week to week, nonstop.
The spices.
Yeah.
The seasonings.
I just love it. Just don't like the snow, but.
Yeah.
I like snow.
And the slush.
And the slush. Ugh. Ice. So would you rather forget who you were or forget who everyone else is? I think I can forget who people are.
I don't want to forget who I am.
Mm-mm. Well, I act like I got amnesia now, so.
Not amnesia.
Wait a minute. You said I act.
You said I act.
I know this is a hard one. I will be so, I don't want to make my family sad, though. Aww. That would make them sad for me to be like, I don't know who you are. Like, if my mom was like, I'm your mom, and I'm like, I don't know that. I don't know who you are.
Aww.
I feel so bad. I don't know. Aww. But it's like, it took a lot for me to know who I am, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Self-discovery is real.
It's 100.
I feel like because of the people, I trust the people that I'm close with. So I would say I would forget who I am.
Jonathan.
However, comma, what I would do is, because of the people I'm around and my family, I would put my trust in them to remind me of who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, Jonathan, look at your Instagram real quick. Look at your YouTube. Look at your stuff. This is who you are. I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do like the stage. And talking too much, showing all my 82 teeth. Okay, cool. And then I'll be back.
And then you'll be back.
Why are y'all looking at
me? Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, I was about to say, I forgot what you said.
I said, I got amnesia. Oh,
okay. Forget y'all.
That's what she said.
So would you rather never laugh again? Ooh. Or never be able to use your smartphone again?
Why would you ever?
I cannot.
So if we don't use our phone, what will we have? Or it's
true.
Just,
we'll be able to laugh.
Not a razor. Like, we at least get the flip phone. Maybe still make calls.
I guess you could get like a not a smartphone.
Yeah, it'd have to be like just a normal phone.
Yeah,
like an Android.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible. Might get a tablet or something.
Not a tab. Not even a Kindle.
So if I keep my phone, then.
You'll never be able to.
I won't be able to say LOL my text messages.
Honestly, you can't even
feel that laugh.
So I would keep my laugh.
You would keep your laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, I would 100% keep my laugh.
I know you would.
What would you do?
Yeah. I know you would.
I don't, like, I would be scared. Can you imagine me not laughing?
No. I can't imagine something being funny. I'm just sitting there like.
Like, I can't imagine a world where I can't
just
show
gone.
My
gone.
Yeah.
Truly.
The laughter is everything. Laughter is good health. I feel like
100%. Laughter is medicine, like they say.
Yeah,
so and to help you lose weight.
What
is that? What? Never mind.
Laughter.
Stop laughing, so I can bulk up.
trying to bulk up.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Is that really true?
I know. I'm looking.
I don't
at
know.
You.
It could be.
I thought it was.
Like,
I say, really?
As much as we laugh, I feel like it's working though.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But that's not what I want.
Okay. So. Be healthy. But look horrible, or be unhealthy and look great.
I am unhealthy. I will be unhealthy.
Don't,
because I'm not walking outside looking horrible.
That's true. Like,
but you're healthy.
Yeah, but you gotta look like something.
But I'd rather be healthy.
I mean, yeah, but like unhealthy. Like, what do you mean? Like,
what do you mean by unhealthy?
Unhealthy. Like, is it like, oh, I just, like, you know, my stomach hurts. Or is it like...
You got poor health. Like, you... Yeah. But you look amazing.
That's still tricky.
Yeah. You want to look great. I know.
I do. But at the same time, I don't want to have, like, gingivitis.
Not gingivitis and like, three layers
that's
of
plaque. That's our fear. That has to be our fear. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Ew.
Nah. I probably... Okay, unhealthy now because of my liver. All right, so I probably would do. I probably would be healthy and look gross because kind of. I mean, if I'm healthy right now, by the grace of God, thank you. I mean, I'm looking gross right now, so I think I'm pretty much already living in the truth. You know,
you look fine.
If I take off this hat right now,
listen, that's because of the virus.
Listen, Corona has brought out some strength in some people. I'm telling you. Shout out! I forgot to shout out to the hair plug. The people that are still delivering hair supplies. But we need a beauty salon to open back up soon. Nail salon,
yes, and eyebrows.
Yeah.
What about us though?
But I feel
your hairlines.
What about the guys? You know, we're
throw some nail on it.
I haven't had a shape up in
not
4 weeks.
Nail.
Put some nail right across the top. It'll take it off. No, just do a little bit.
My shape up is so, my widow's peak is down to my upper lip at this point. It is so bad. It is so
bad. Let that natural go.
Let that be natural like me, see?
I do. I'm not.
Our poor men, I feel bad for y'all, but it's going to be all right. But y'all get some like clippers and learn how to clip it up?
No. I bought clippers from the beauty supply store.
Okay.
So like I do it to like, you know, take off my like facial hair that I didn't want and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So like I would keep up, but it doesn't really do the same effect. They do something different at the barbershop. They do something different.
They're like the best. We miss y'all.
Truly.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm looking like a Jackson.
I just want to know what that line going to look like. When we get back to it.
The line?
The line once everything.
Oh, yeah.
The barber slam.
The good thing is you can of course you guys make appointments of nails and all that.
Don't touch your face.
No, okay, listen, watch this, right? I didn't do anything with this hand on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I have the glove in this one.
I might touch your face.
I'm pretty sure I did all the precautions. But the good thing is with barbershops, a lot of the barbershops that I go to, we have appointments as well. So I'm thinking, hopefully they're going to open their slots soon. So if they say we're going to be clear by May, June, hopefully by June 15th, I have a shape up. So we're gonna hold on to the faith. Keep the faith.
Yeah. We're going to grow some dreads by then.
I'm not dreads.
Yeah. We're going to get you some dreads. It's okay.
But that'd be fun.
So last one. Face your fears or forget you have them.
I'm definitely gonna face my fears. I've been facing them.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
and it's exciting.
Right. What's your biggest fear?
Ooh.
I know we talked about that the first show. You got another one? I have a fear of rodents. No, for real, like a huge fear. Like I will never want to see them ever in my life. I have a huge fear of them.
What is my fear? My worst, my greatest fear? I don't know. I don't really.
You don't fear anything, JB?
I would, because I remember the last time I said my fear was being buried alive.
Mm-hmm.
And heights aren't really my fear. I think that back in the day, my fear, like I used to have really bad, my anxiety would go crazy when I'd be in front of people, like on stage and all that.
But you don't have that anymore. You're
exactly
like the best.
Because I really wanted to. I loved it. I loved it, though. Like, I knew that it was something that I had to conquer because that's something that I wanted to do. So I had to face it mentally. I had to go there. I had to just do it. And other than that, that was really the only thing. I don't really know until I face something that I'm like, ooh, I'm scared. I don't really like to operate on what I'm scared and not scared. I just do what I like and hope for the best. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Catch her tough, so. I don't think she got a fear, do you?
Right.
I have a lot of fears. What you talk about? I'm afraid of heights. I've never been on a plane.
Yeah.
What?
So when you travel, you probably do like road
trips. Do I?
Road trips.
Do I? I got a good playlist.
The miles on that car.
You rent a car.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
So we're gonna get you on a flight. Hopefully by your birthday. See how that goes. So update. I know you had a venture with some cats, some kittens.
Oh,
this was
my
so
goodness,
fun. I don't know if y'all saw this, but JB saved some. I don't know if he saved them. He put them back.
It's like,
I don't know. What happened?
It's my pride and joy, you know? It's almost like, I mean, I don't even, where do I begin? You know, you guys have kids, I don't.
Aww.
But I felt like these kittens were my children. And
they were cute.
It was great. So long story short, for the people that don't know, I went home to go visit my family before this corona got aggressive. And I went home and my brother and sisters were telling me that they overheard a cat in the shed and that she might have had kittens. So I was like, okay, we'll see. So we went to go to the shed. There happened to be three kittens. We were freaking out. We were so excited. Da 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 da. We didn't know what we wanted to do. Our parents said, leave them there. The mom's going to come back for them. We were like, no. So we got some, we took care of them, brought them in the house, fed them, washed them, the whole nine, put them back.
They were so cute. Oh,
and then the next day after the day we found them, there was one kitten left. So we didn't know what happened. We didn't know if it was good or bad. So we just decided, me and my friend and my siblings decided to keep it. And so right now the kitten is with my friend. She's taking care of it. Her family is going to keep the kitten. She just told me a couple days ago that her family is going to officially keep the kitten. So I'll be able to see him. It's a boy. As much as possible.
Oh, what's his name?
So this one was, my sister named him. His name is Hendrix.
Hendrix. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so that's his name. I called him Xavier on my YouTube video on accident because I thought it was the kitten that I found, but it was actually the one that she named. So shout out to my sister, and I'm just excited.
And I just like watching your stories because I think the last one that I saw, it was just like an intro. And it was like, uh-oh, the father came back. So I don't know if it was the father or was it the mother. I was like, was sitting there like, it's a cat. The father came? What happened?
So like the way we knew is we knew the male kitten, mm-hmm. the male cat was gray and white. Mm-hmm. And the mother was all black. So that's how we knew the difference of them. And they were very territorial. They stared bullet holes.
Yes.
Like they were just looking at us, just piercing eyes.
Yes.
Mm-mm. I was like, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I was like, oh,
I don't want any smoke.
You put them back?
Absolutely.
This was an adventure. I enjoyed
it. I'm glad y'all fed the cats and, you know, did all that.
Yeah, they were really hungry. I was just happy to do something.
It was cold
else.
Out too.
It was. It was like one of the coldest days. It was like 45. And we've been having 60 and 50 days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And speaking of the weather, I was scared. I was scared the other day. It was warm. And then the next day, it was like really cold. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I'm so cold. I was like, do I got chills? Do I got a fever? Do I got the corona? I was scared.
I feel like we go through that question.
And
every
I was
day.
Like, oh, it's just cold outside. Okay. I'm good. I was so scared. But so we're going to get into the workout. And I asked you guys, I hope y'all brought them, some good and bad things that happened this week. We're just going to catch people up. So you can run down some five good things or five bad things. We're just going to say good and bad. How many of y'all can think of?
Okay.
So I'll go first. One of the good things was I worked out 5 times this week.
Oh, wow. Woo!
And then one of the bad things is the social distancing. That's been difficult, but we worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you give me one. One and one.
One good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to pay my bills on time.
Oh, shucks.
Absolutely.
That's a blessing.
Love God.
Uh-huh. That's one good thing. Bad thing?
Uh-huh.
I had to pay my bills on time.
That's a good and bad thing. You're like, because you know the first was this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is funny.
When the first roll around, that is something.
Well, my good thing is, actually it's funny, my TikTok. One of my videos has 12.1K views now.
What?
Ooh. One of the videos, I'm excited. I'm excited to see where it goes.
I gotta get on this TikTok.
It's fun. It's a way to let go and forget about the hard time that we're in right now. So it's a lot of fun. And a bad thing would be, I would say the social distancing, because I'm really like just seeing how much fun it is. Like I was saying, how I play with my friends on Mario Kart, the app with them. I just miss the days of when I was in middle school and how me and my friends, we would like shove each other to mess them up on the remote and all that stuff. Like, you know, fun stuff like that I can't do. We have to virtually do now for now. It sucks, but I hope one day we're going to get back to that again.
We will.
Yeah.
And I'll appreciate it when when it comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
So another good thing is finding a juice bar.
A juice bar.
The juice bar.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm like
Juice bar? Sounds good.
Oh, you weren't there that day. Mm. So the juice bar got all the, they got the bowls. They got the flu shot.
I love the flu shot.
Oh,
the
my.
Flu shot.
Oh, it's a drink. It has like cayenne pepper in it.
Oh, you're talking about juice. Oh.
I like the
I thought y'all meant like a Jamba juice or like a Smoothie King. Planet Fitness smoothie.
You know we healthy.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, so yeah, the cayenne pepper. What's going on with that one?
His cayenne pepper, lemon, vinegar.
Mm. My stomach is
it's
erupting.
It's something else, but I can't think of what else is in it.
What is it good for? Like your colon? Mm-hmm. Like what is it? What does that do for
it's
you?
It's very good for your colon, but it's like a flu shot. So like if you're feeling sick or something,
Okay.
I was just take it. I was like, I'm going to just take it.
Okay, it make you hot though.
If that's the case, then that's good then.
Hot.
I took it before I went to sleep. I woke up like
sauna.
What the?
It makes you sweat.
I had to change my clothes. I said I'll never do this again when I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I like it. And the bad thing was Stoko's breakfast.
You went to Stoko's?
Why you get Stoko's breakfast?
She wasn't trying to tell us this week. Look at her. Look at the side eye. Oh, okay. So we're sneaking now.
What did you get from Stoko's breakfast? A really dry biscuit? A chicken nugget in between?
No. And I didn't even know they had breakfast. So I was pumped like, oh, they got breakfast. Let me try. I got grits.
Not grits.
Waffles.
Okay.
And what else I get? Oh, some of their home fries. Home fries was salty. And their grits was oily, and their waffles, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I can still taste it.
For all that you could have paid me, I would have made you my famous caramel cinnamon waffles with bacon, hash browns, and a little side eggs.
I need you to cook that. I'm about to be a DoorDasher or something.
Honestly?
Yeah.
DoorDashers, Uber, make money.
Yeah. Make get some money right now.
I should cook for you guys breakfast. Like I should.
You should tomorrow. No, Monday.
Monday.
I don't know about Monday. I'm kind of scared. We'll have to see how much. Maybe Wednesday, since we're gonna be off on Friday for Jesus. So maybe Monday. Oh, not Wednesday.
Yeah, Monday, like you said.
Only because like I have to wake up. I want to wake up at 6 and like really go in because I want y'all to really taste the effervescence.
Why you can't
cooking.
Do that Monday?
That's because you don't have to go to church tomorrow. This it's is only true. On Zoom.
It is on Zoom, but if you'd like to call, let me know. JB Network. Okay, well maybe I could do that then. Let me get the supplies this weekend. I'll get the supplies. I'll make it happen.
We can go after we leave.
Be careful. Be careful. Y'all be careful. I went to Walmart today to pick up my groceries and they were only letting a certain number of people in.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, so I like the idea of
waiting outside.
Oh, that's the part that sucks.
Oh no,
though.
It's too cold. Yeah.
I thought they were doing it like, in the line to get to the cashier.
No, a line to get into the store, period.
And which store?
Walmart.
And Walmart? Really?
You went to Super Walmart or just like a regular Walmart?
Yeah. Super Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But really?
How many people?
It was people waiting.
I know they
she
do that
said
at Costco.
She said they let about 50 in at a time, but Sam's Club next to them was doing 10 at a time. I was like, 10?
10.
There's a lot of people over here. And we don't know how long they're going to stay in there and shop.
That's true. Because I know they did that in Costco. And one of my friends went in there and she was like, they're letting 10 at a time. And it's like, they're like 85 aisles in there. Why only 10 at a time, really?
It's huge, right?
Right. I would have thought maybe more. Hmm. At least 15. Yeah. But I guess.
Hmm. So just be careful.
Yeah, just be careful, guys, please. We have to survive this.
Yes. Y'all have any more good or bad things?
Oh, I did. So, sorry, I just thought about it. So... I made waist beads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
And everybody has been hitting me up, asking, like, can I make them one? Can they order one? Can they do this? Can they do that? So I decided to start selling waist beads.
Like I'm going to get some. Entrepreneurship. We
love to see
it.
Thank you.
I'm going to support.
So I brought some new colors.
Okay.
And it'll probably take about, like, 2 weeks to get it because, you know, I got to hand make it.
I'm going to get some.
But this is really cute. And then
honestly, my sister likes it, so I'm gonna try and get her to look at your page and see which one she would like.
Oh yeah,
because she did. She does have body beads. I don't know if she still wears the one that she had, but I'm gonna see. She would like it, and maybe my youngest sister too. Both. Okay. We'll see what happens. Let me get you.
See all of this? Yes.
Cut me my tear.
And then one bad thing. I can't think of a bad thing to go with that one.
Oh.
One bad thing. No.
No bad things.
Not at the moment now.
Good. Shoot. I mean, we had a good week.
Yeah, like I feel like this week hasn't been that trying.
It hasn't been that bad.
No, it hasn't.
I do feel like this week I have been thinking a lot more of everything that's been happening. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to keep a positive attitude at it.
Definitely.
Although it kind of, it like, I think one of these days, I think on Wednesday, it hit me really hard. I was like, ugh. But I tried to pull it together. Like, I was like, okay, this is how I feel right now, but let me pull it together. So I feel like, other than that, really, yeah.
Hmm.
Nothing negative. I'm just happy to be alive, happy that my
family's
good.
That's right,
me too.
My house.
You know, my roommate's good too. Everybody's alive, everybody's well, yeah. So I'm happy for now. I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm happy.
And if anybody want to get in on action, they can give us a call.
Yes.
Yes, call give us a call for your good us. Things and bad things that happened this week.
Yeah. What's I know my glove popped and I was like, like, oh, what happened? He's a terrible glove. But the number is 410-874-0105.
Call in.
Yes.
Say the number one more time, please.
410-874-0105.
We can't wait to hear.
Yes. Yes. So we got, what about like Instagram, right? And if you think about Instagram, what are some etiquettes? I know one thing that I hate about Instagram, or can happen on Instagram, is that call-in feature.
The call-in?
Somebody call you, like a random person. Call you on Instagram. Has that ever happened to you
before? Yeah.
I don't like that.
I just be looking at it.
It is so strange. I don't think you should
like,
just pick up
call
the
you?
Yes. I don't think somebody you don't know, you could just call them
yeah,
on
that is
Instagram.
Actually creepy.
Yes.
It'd be random, too.
Yes. Like,
No, I've had a family member of mine call me on that. I think it was an accident. But, yeah, it's. I think it's strange. It's. I wish it was, like, a setting where you could, like, you know, on Facebook, if somebody tags you in a post and you don't know about the filter of turning it off,
yeah.
It won't be on your wall on Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you could turn that off or on.
Oh, you can?
So, yeah. So if somebody tags you in something, it doesn't have to be on your wall on your Facebook page. So I turned that feature off.
Huh.
So if somebody tags me something wild, it won't, you know, be featured on my page. So with that, I wish that there was like a filter where you could turn that on or off for your page.
It might. I had to look into it.
Or with certain people, just so that it won't happen.
Yeah, because it is.
Or maybe people like who you don't follow can't
yeah,
call you.
Until exactly.
Yeah. Until you follow them or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, because that's really strange. Yeah. Somebody just.
Oh, you getting secret calls.
Oh, the cops.
It was just like. Like, I didn't really have to block this. I figured this out.
The cops.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Now, did y'all ever like? Do y'all think in a relationship? How's dating going, JB?
Nope.
We talked about this last time. Not today. Not today.
You know, dating is it's very interesting. I feel like, though, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like dating after this corona.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that's gonna be. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see how the dynamic of dating is going to be. You know, the courtship of it. Like, how is dating going to be? How is going out to eat going to be? How is going to the movies going to be now? Just after all this corona meeting. So I'm just interested to see how this is going to be. How it's going to play out.
Yeah. It's going to be
so that's going to that's where I'm at with it mentally. Like, right now, I'm just happy to be alive. Not looking for anything too much. Because people out here, let me tell you guys right now. People out here are bored. They are hitting up. Everybody's hitting up everybody. I'm letting you guys know that right now.
Yeah.
You guys know that right now. So, I am trying to rise above all that nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to focus on my creativity and trying to make my network connections now so mm-hmm. that when everybody can go back outside, I'm out there making money moves and, you know, excelling.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I'm
like
mentally.
It.
Like, mentally, I'm
that's
trying to
smart.
Work on myself first before, more than anything. And once I get myself together, then the person, you know, we'll see who I'm going to.
Hmm.
Ring, you know, see
are they
doorbell
listening
ring.
Today?
I don't know. You never know.
Hey,
I can't wink, but
not winking on the radio.
You know. But like relationships.
Wait, wait. How's dating going for you, Nicole?
Great. I meant to ask you that too. Okay, oh, so nope. Great.
And what about you? It's going.
No, it was going good.
Yeah, no, it's going now. It's going and it's going to be gone. Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. We were talking wedding bells. Yeah.
We were I can't hear the bell.
Yeah. It might have been ringing a little too early.
Not really too early.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're gonna give it a let's
we'll give it another week. We'll give it another week and see.
Yeah, we're gonna give it a week.
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is the greatest gift of all.
Jonathan.
Don't forget.
Jonathan.
Well, like if you were in a relationship, is it okay for your partner to have your password to like your social media? Or is that off limits? Do you share that information?
Are we married or is it just like a boyfriend?
A relationship. Not married.
Okay. I mean,
I feel like
it don't be nothing on my thing, so I really don't be caring.
Okay.
So I mean, personally for me,
so you give it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
You giving out the password. That.
No, I'm not going to give out the password, but I'll log in to your phone from my...
Let me log in. You back
so
up.
Y'all wouldn't give y'all password to us, but we got to give our password to y'all.
Yeah, because y'all sneaky.
No.
Because y'all the ones
No,
that
y'all
slide.
The ones that sneaky. Y'all
see, and
sneaky.
This is why
slide
I was going
to... in the DMs.
Before I answer my question, I was going to ask this question. I was going to say, it got to be mutual. If I'm going to give my password and all that stuff, I will gladly give it to you if you gladly give me yours.
All right, that's I agree it. With you on that one. I agree with you
And it's
on
like,
that one.
Granted, let's say, okay, you guys are saying that y'all not sneaky, we're the sneaky ones. Okay, but there's guys that could be sneaky and trying to get into y'all's DMs, and if they say the right thing, if
that don't
like,
mean we reply.
Yep.
Okay, dudes are smart. Dudes are smart. One minute they could be like, oh, your dog's eyes are so beautiful. They shine like the light in the sun.
First of all, if anybody ever said that to me, I'm like, sir.
But watch this. And then you're like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And you're like innocent. You're like, oh, he's talking about my dog.
Uh-huh.
And then out of nowhere, you know, I got a dog too. We should walk our dogs together. And then he's going to be like, you're going to be like, oh my God, it is such a good idea. We should definitely do it. And then something blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Dudes are smart. I have to give us credit.
We are smart. Yeah. We'd be like blocked. I don't know what
exactly.
He's talking about.
Exactly.
But no, girls, blocked. That is y'all favorite. I think that's y'all favorite button.
Yeah.
Block, yes, I love button. The block button.
Blocked on all channels.
I don't know if it's blocked or do not disturb. Probably block.
I really don't do not disturb. I do block.
I do block.
I would freak out if I ever did Do Not Disturb. I've never done Do Not Disturb. Yeah. I just feel like one day phone? Somebody's going to call me on my phone.
Oh.
I just feel like one day what if my mom calls me for something or my dad? Mm. Mm-mm. But I think if you call twice.
Mm-hmm. It'll let them come through.
Yeah, it'll let them come through. Yeah. So I guess it works out.
Mm. Yeah. It's only people in your favorites, though.
Mm. Can you have to manually put that in your favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Catcher is the best.
You know what I'm saying? She was doing her research.
No, she's the best at, I'm telling you. She just deleted. She knows. I don't know what she did. She took my phone and she deleted stuff and blocked people. And
because Nicole wasn't thinking straight, so I had to go at her phone and delete. I had to delete all the numbers. Then go, you know how to send your call log, you remember the number?
Mm-hmm.
Delete all that out of there. So you can't call
she
back.
Wiped my whole phone. I was like, whoa.
If you forget it, you won't.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing you can hit up. You get back. This is true.
So she was probably trying to call.
And she ain't like,
know the number.
I put star 6, what is it, 6-7? And then put the number.
I forgot about that. And then she went to Instagram. Go to your Instagram. Let me see your Instagram. Uh-huh.
Mute story.
Yeah.
Mute post.
Delete. A block.
Oh, y'all even mute? Do y'all at least mute?
Do I mute who?
Like on.
If I gotta mute you, I gotta block you.
Yeah.
Or I just gotta unfollow you. You know how sometimes I'll block the person and then unblock them so they can stop following me.
Somebody actually said that to me back in the day. They said they do that, and then that would make both pages not follow each other.
Right.
And then, it's not a bad idea. You block them, and then what happens?
I block them, I unblock them just because I just unblock them.
Yeah, and then at that point,
we don't follow each other anymore. So they don't follow me, and I don't follow them.
Oh, perfect. That's a good idea.
That's good.
I'm about to do that.
Are you blocking?
No, it's not like in a bad way. It's just that there's certain followers. No, no, no. I'm going to keep it a stack. There's some followers that are just like, they're just there. And yeah. Back in the day, I actually deleted my old Instagram page and started afresh the one that I have now. But I'm not trying to do that again. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather just, you know, get these followers that I don't really know them like that. They don't really know me. There's no interaction. There's no, you know, it's like, for what? There's no purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't no celebrity.
Before
I don't need 5 million
followers.
Before
they call you in the
followers.
Middle of the night.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Do I know you? Like, I'm going to really answer.
Right.
But, all right, real quick.
Okay.
Give me what's your favorite joke? Do y'all have a favorite joke?
No, I'm pretty corny.
Really?
I'm very corny.
I'm extremely corny, but I have good I like a good joke. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, jokes, what's a joke?
So give us
no,
one.
I don't have one. Okay, I'm just bad corny.
I have a lot of corny jokes.
Give us one. I wanna
what
hear.
Do you call a cow with no legs?
Cow with no legs.
Moo. I don't know.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
No.
I'm ready for this. Wait a minute. I'm ready.
Ground beef.
Really, Jonathan? That was so dumb.
The way I got hungry after the joke, I said, let's make us a spaghetti. Let me tell you, I loved it. That was one, and then there was like a, what do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake
noodle?
Noodle.
And then pasta. Classical comedy. Let me tell
you. Where did you get it from, a popsicle stick?
Honestly, no. My friend, what you said. I just started really, really bad. But like what you said, she loves corny jokes, and so she told me this to me when I was in 12th grade. Killed me ever since. I literally had it in my notes ever since 12th grade, and I was like, I'm going to find a day to say it, and here we go.
You said it on the workout.
Exactly. Perfect.
All right, y'all want to hear my question?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
This joke is probably from the 90s, probably.
Not the
90s. 90s, baby.
Because listen, back in the day, there was, and I hope this is not going to offend anybody, but there was Black man, white man, Chinese man. Y'all ever heard those jokes?
I heard of that joke before, but I cannot remember it.
It's so many. It's a lot of them.
I feel like I've heard one.
But this is the joke that I always remember. No, or I can tell another one. I'll tell this one. Okay. So there was a Black man, white man, Chinese man. And they were at 7-Eleven, right? Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, go in 7-Eleven and get your favorite cheese and come out, right?
Okay.
So the white man went in, got his cheese, came out, and they said, what kind of cheese you get? He said, Swiss cheese. That's and they was like, oh, okay. So the Black man went in there, went and got his cheese, he came out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what cheese he had?
I don't want to say it.
What kind of cheese he had?
I don't know, because I'm a Black man, I know what I'll get.
What kind would you get?
I get pepper jack.
No.
I love pepper jack.
Pepper jack on a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, cheddar? White cheddar?
I think he got cheddar.
Cheddar was my second one.
So listen. So the Chinese man go in there and he go get his cheese. He come out. And they said, what kind of cheese you get? He said, nacho cheese. And they said, nacho cheese. And he said, yeah. He said, because when I was leaving the store, the man was like, nacho cheese, nacho cheese.
Oh, so like nacho cheese?
Not his cheese.
Got it.
He was stealing. Long story.
Oh wait,
we slow.
Oh, I get. Oh, because he said not George. Oh, wow, I am slow.
Yeah,
maybe I was dropped. Okay, I was.
No, we know.
It's an old joke, y'all.
Nacho cheese.
I've heard this before, but like it didn't click until this year. Wow, 2020.
Oh my goodness.
April. That's what they read.
All right, we're done with the jokes. Unless y'all want to hear another one. No.
Look, she want to tell another one. She want to share.
She want to give us more.
Go ahead, give us one more.
Okay. So this little girl, this young girl, the mother kept saying, you know, stop climbing a tree with the dress on because what happened was the little girl was climbing a tree and people were paying her to climb a tree. Mm-hmm. And the mother said, stop doing that. They just want to see your underwear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she kept doing it. And the mother said, I said, stop doing it because they want to see your underwear. She said, well, I fooled them because I didn't wear any.
Yes. <I don't... laughs> Girl. get it.
I get it, but
yeah.
She didn't get it though. Oh, bless her heart. Bless her heart.
I don't know, but she. She thought she fooled somebody.
She thought she fooled somebody.
That's why they was paying her. Go climb that tree, again, girl.
The clown comes back to bite.
So.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like 6:50, y'all.
Is it?
Oh, wait, what?
Wow, I feel like it was 6:30.
Yeah, I know.
You are lying. It's 6:50. You're not.
Yeah, so we got to figure out. Oh. Ketra, who was the winner of these ab challenges?
Oh, so.
Woo! Winners.
The first winner. First place winner goes to.
And I hope you're listening.
Yes.
I hope everyone is listening. Because
if you're not listening, you're not winning.
I'm about to say, because if you ain't going to get the money, I promise you, I will.
First prize does go to.
Uh-huh.
Can we get a drum roll? Nicole.
Hey!
5 a.m. Nick.
Stop saying it.
5 a.m. Nick is the winner.
I feel bad. I didn't want to win.
Really?
No.
Well, you put in work, so I mean,
I was rooting for you, Ebony.
If you want to, you know, switch your prize to somebody else, you know.
Who was second place?
Second place,
yes, second place
is Alexis Fletcher.
Alexis Fletcher.
Yay,
congratulations, Alexis Fletcher.
Yes, she was so much. She gave us so much inspiration. Yes. Oh,
I just
want to
shout out everybody that's in the group chat. This is Jonathan, if you guys don't know already. You guys put in work. Like, looking at the group chat and seeing, because originally I did not want to post any videos in the group chat because I didn't know how I look like, you know, outside of work, doing workouts, sweating. But, like, to see you guys, like, to see how hard you guys are working in the group chat. You guys are posting what you guys were eating almost every morning. Posting the workouts you guys are doing in a parking lot, outside, in the living room, anywhere. It was great to see. It was like, wow, you guys were really going in.
Yeah,
and even
yeah,
it was exciting.
With everything all around, food, working out.
To see the results is really exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
I'm happy.
I was like, was oh, good. Y'all actually did the
happy
workout.
Happy for everybody.
Everybody that was doing it.
Everybody was working.
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to Ebony.
Again. Yes.
Yes, Ebby too.
Shout
she
out
put
to
in
Ebby.
Work too.
She was
Ebby and Nala.
Yes.
And Nala.
And Nala.
Yeah. Not Nala Lion King.
They put in work.
I'm so happy.
And Julie. Julie did too.
Yes. Shout out to Julie. Yes. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to my stomach. Let me tell you guys something, okay? When we did this ab challenge March the 1st, I told myself, Jonathan, you will have one thing of brownies once this month.
Ooh.
And I stuck to it. I stuck to it and I had my brownie for the first time.
Go ahead, JB.
I think March 31st or the 30th of March. I had a brownie for the first time in a long time.
So proud of you.
So I was really cutting out certain sweets and, you know, eating, trying to eat Nutri-Grain bars and protein shakes in the morning to, you know, bulk up the right way. And it was just, you know, I appreciate the challenge because it really pushed me to do better with my health diet and all that. You know, like
Now everybody's asking me for another challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do another one.
Oh, coming soon.
Will it be an ab challenge?
It'll be something a little bit different. Mm. Not really abs. It'll maybe legs.
Season 2, let's twist things up. Because
we were talking about the squats, man.
Maybe legs. We'll do legs.
Actually,
because
yes.
Because summertime is coming, honey. Them legs got to be right and tight.
Yes, they do.
No, honestly, legs, that would actually be a good idea. Because a lot of people forget legs. Let me tell you. Legs are a good idea. Can you imagine? My thigh. When I'm running. I'm excited. I'm like, oh, I dropped a towel. Let me... step on the picket. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. I'm down for that.
Irky. That's what you're going to be.
Yeah. But we need to. We're not going to have the gym, so we're going to have to think of creative ways to work it out.
That's true.
Maybe
That's
we true. Can go lift a car.
Not lift a car.
Together, us three.
Lift some tires.
Here for it.
Here for it? Okay.
Honestly, I lifted a tire before, and I pushed the car when the, what do you call it?
When that car broke down?
Yeah, when the car broke down, I pushed it. It was a van, too. It was a van.
That don't count.
Why not?
Did somebody help you?
Nope, my dad was in the car on the brakes.
Your father was on the brakes?
Yeah. So, like, what? He didn't hit the brakes.
Your father was on the brakes while you was pushing.
Wait, okay. Here's the thing. No.
No,
he was steering, and so he hit the brakes when he needed to. But I was the one pushing.
Got
I was 14.
Got you.
I wasn't pushing. Let me tell you, I didn't know about it back then.
Yeah, you were doing
that. You know, I know David and Goliath. Let me, this is another story for another time.
Oh, you're the only, son, right? The only boy.
Of my, no, I have a little brother.
Oh,
he
you do?
He is 18.
Okay.
Yeah, just turned 18.
A junior JB.
Yeah.
He is hilarious. He's hilarious. He's built like Terry Crews.
He dances, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, okay. He does. Shout out to David.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Huh.
I love it.
What
about you, Ketra?
Do I have siblings?
Yeah,
I have two brothers and one sister.
Mm-hmm. Did your brother do the ab thing?
No, he did not. So and he's listening.
Busy singing with Beyonce and about to go on tour soon.
Not Beyonce. Not Beyonce. He loves Beyonce, by the way.
Who doesn't?
Okay. No, like a diehard Beyonce fan.
And who doesn't?
Okay.
Listen, at this point, y'all better stop playing. We understand. We understand real. Shout out to Beyonce. We love you here. Woo!
But my brother, he's been singing lately, so.
So proud of him.
But he has been working out, but he wasn't in the ab challenge.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, I have to hit up a brother to help me with arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need some stronger biceps, you know?
Yeah.
And a strong neck.
Yeah. We're going to work it out. It's going to happen. The workout. Oh, I like it. The workout. So, next week is the 11th. I'm hoping, this is my hope, that I am here. I don't know what the governor's going to do. He might completely shut down the state. We don't know. Ooh. We don't know what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, we're going to pray.
So if I'm not here next week, I'll think of a creative way how to reach you guys. But it's always a joy to be here on a Saturday. Did y'all bring a quote?
Yes.
Okay, so before we end, we got to get our quotes out.
Yes.
Okay.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first to get it out the way.
All right, go
Mine
ahead.
Is, quickly, live each day as if it were your last. Love each day as if you were, as if you will live forever. That's the quote. Especially with this quarantine, everybody's together, so that's my thing.
That was good. Yes. One more thing. I need everybody's Cash App for the app challenge to send.
Okay, great. Okay.
But my quote is, the way I see it, if you don't want the rainbow... No, wait, let me go back. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Uh-huh.
And that's by Dolly Parton.
Not Dolly Parton.
Really?
Not Dolly.
I like how you pulled that out.
First of all, when she says rainbow, I said almost taste the rainbow. Almost.
Okay, Skittles.
Did you say Skittles? Okay. Don't limit your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge your limits.
I like that. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. So that goes into my title for this week's show. It's going to be titled No Limit Fit.
Okay.
So that's the title for this week.
No limit. I love it.
I like it.
Yes. So tell everyone how to find you guys.
Oh, awesome. Well, you can find me on Instagram at J_Balaghese.
Let me say it again. Balaghese.
Yes. Balaghese.
Okay. Jonathan
Balaghese. J_BALAGIZI. And of course, from there, I'll let you know wherever else you can reach me. And that's that.
And you can reach me on Instagram. My name is Fit Like Ketra. Ketra is spelled KETRYA.
Boom.
And she's serious about that because
yes,
you spelled that wrong.
John just spelled my name wrong on the flyer last time. I forgot to scorn him about it.
Yeah, I almost called the cops. I was like, my bad, I'm sorry. I got you next time.
Yes.
And he still had to spell wrong.
And I did. I'm so sorry, I forgot.
My bad. Don't spell the name wrong. And I'm 5 a.m. Nick, of course.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram, 5am_Nick.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the song that I'm going to end with is a song by Nipsey. DJ Khaled, really. But it got Nipsey in it. But shout out to Nipsey, who passed away last year.
Yes. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle.
March the 31st last year. Mm-hmm. So
my prayers go to Lauren.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Honestly.
Yes.
I love Lauren.
So.
And the kids.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But. Shout out to Nipsey. This is for you. So we're going to end the show. And hopefully I'll do this right. So my engineer is not here. We're going to work this out.
Yes. Oh, Nicole does that. I do have one more quote. It's from my brother.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It says, you are meant to be in every room you enter. Proverbs 18:16.
A message.
Ooh, I like that. Say that again.
Okay.
Yes.
One more time. You are meant to be in every room you enter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One foot in front of the other.
Okay.
Absolutely. One big toe in front of the other.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Okay, hold on.
All right.
I came in too strong with that one. I'm sorry.
So. Yeah. DJ Khaled.
Granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom's, doctor told her it was slim. Was bankrolled for 9 months but gave birth in the end. Pops turned 60, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. Said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like Hustle and Book. Money turned 10,